This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When golfers square off against the California red-legged frog and the San Francisco garter snake, who wins? This case involves Sharp Park and Golf Course in Pacifica, California. The problem was the golf course frequently floods, so the park installed a pump system which caused several environmental groups to sue, claiming the pumping lowers the water level and strands egg masses laid by the frogs. They also claim that lawnmowers routinely do in the snakes, and those who aren't mowed over are run over by golf carts. The case was complicated by the fact that the red-legged frog population has risen dramatically, and the only evidence of golf cart and MOA mayhem was one snake run over 6 years ago. The court ruled for the park, stating the plaintiffs could not prove a likelihood of irreparable harm, and therefore the case, like the snakes, has no legs. So two-legged mammals, red-legged frogs, and San Francisco garter snakes will have to live and play together. It's the only fair way. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.